there's a joy to be able to share the word this morning. I know beginning of financial year, what does the world do? What is the last few days? Around the world, around nations that have this April to March financial year would have become spiritual, would have done rituals because they are praying. I'm talking about people who do not know Christ, would have gone to temples, would have done things to ask for favor in finances for this year, for their finances, for their financial year. Across the board, this would have happened. Special pujas in offices, books of accounts being prayed over, rituals done around financial matters. In what way are we different? Are we learning from the world to invoke the God of heaven for blessing this financial year, like the people around us do? If we are learning from the world, then we are on a wrong place. Finances of God's people are paramount interest to God. It's not an afterthought. It is not a lesser matter for him. It is a paramount matter. I'm in no way decrying that, denying that. But what is in God's heart for us for this week, for this season, as we begin the financial year? That's a question that I want to place before you. As you begin a financial year, in the place that God has placed you, God has appointed you, the business, in the profession, in the place, the office, with the team, with the staff, with workers that He's given you. See, remember, He has given everything. All of this is given by God. Given for a purpose. And the purpose is not provision for your family alone. That's not all that God has at stake. He has given that place as a pulpit so that you would pronounce the name that was not spoken there. That you would pronounce the name of Jesus that was otherwise not spoken there. You and I are kept where we are for one singular reason, that is to speak the name of Jesus. To be salt and light, if you want that in context. And so I want us to meditate on this, because I see this around the world, this struggle. When it comes to finances, we begin to think like the others. We think that is a road forward. That is a way forward for us. I want us to meditate on a verse I've been sharing a lot. I know even last time I believe I shared this verse, but I will mention that again because it is important. Luke 19 verse 10. Luke 19th chapter verse 10. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And did He do that? That's the only thing He did. This is the Son of Man, God. God's only Son. That's all He did. Seek and to save. That's the only mandate the Father gave Him. And He did it. He did it wholeheartedly. That's the only thing he cared about. He didn't want to leave behind a brand of, you know, business product. He sought and he asked people to follow him in his seeking. He recruited people to be fishers of men. Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. If this is the singular goal of God for his only son, for the short time that he is on earth, will the same God's purpose for you and me be any different for our entire life? And if it is so, if it is true and it is so, would it be any different for this financial year? Why would God change his plan for 2023 April to 2024 March? Be any different? It will be the same. Seek and to save the lost. Brother, I'm calling in to get some nice promise, brother. Yes, the promises of God are very real. Very rare. I'll take you to a few of them and show how it works. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 5, 6, 7, and 8. Jeremiah 17, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. Cursed is the man who trusts in mankind and makes flesh his strength, and whose heart turns away from the Lord. See, the danger for you and me, as we rely on, as we trust mankind, as we trust in people, as we trust in the flesh, is that our heart will turn away from the Lord. For he will be like a bush in the desert and will not see when prosperity comes, but will live in stony wastes in the wilderness, a land of salt without inhabitants. The one who trusts in man, and the abilities of man, you know, let me tell you, the one who has a lot of abilities, a lot of strength given by God, but who thinks that is his future, is counted here. Is counted here. Then contrast that with another one who trusts in God. Verse 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose trust is the Lord. Someone who trusts in the Lord is different level. But then whose trust is the Lord. That means there is nothing else he trusts, only God. That is what God is seeking. Not blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Trusts in the Lord can also trust in many other things. But then, whose trust is the Lord? That means if you talk about trust, there is nothing else he trusts except God. That is what God is seeking. Not who trusts in the Lord. We all trust in the Lord in some measure, in seasons of life. But when is God our only trust? When we talk about trust, when I talk about trust, it is only God. That is what God is seeking. Then he says, for he'll be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes. Trust me, the heat is beginning to come, right? Not just the sun heat, financial heat is coming, has come, is going to increase. Heat of managing labor and staff, fragility of relationships, workplace relationships, it's going to get hotter and hotter. Political, societal turbulence everywhere, every nation, developed to the most underdeveloped, to the developing, whatever spectrum you are in, whatever shade you are in, turbulence, societal turbulence, political turbulence, violence. It says, for he'll be like a tree planted by the water that extends its roots by a stream and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaves will be green in the heat, in the midst of the heat, when all other trees will drop their leaves. Its leaves will be green. It doesn't drop its leaves, and its leaves are not drying and staying on the branch. Its leaves are going counter current, staying green. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought. Anxious in a year of drought. Talk about anxiety around the world. Talking about economic turbulence, recession, banks falling, big businesses failing, nations are failing. IMF is engaged with more nations than ever before, probably, trying to bail out nation after nation from debt, from recession, from collapsing. And not be anxious in a year of drought. So I'm saying not only leaders, kings, queens, and presidents and prime ministers are anxious about their nation. Business owners are afraid about their businesses. Not just business, their nation and their businesses, their workplaces. And families are anxious. Heads of families are racking their brain. How we're going to survive this season? We are over leveraged. I borrowed too much, or I don't have enough savings. Whatever. Many fear. I'm in debt. Fear. Fear all around. Anxiety all around. I see drought coming. I think I've entered a drought season. How am I going to make it? It will not be anxious. The world will be anxious seeing the drought, but the one who trusts in the Lord will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. What does that mean? God has a separate track for those that trust only in him. Because he doesn't disappoint. There are one that trusts only in him. There are many who will trust in the Lord and trust in something else. Trust in a property. Oh, I got the best property, brother. I've heard that many, many times. I'm on the main road. I'm on the corner. I got the corner plot. I got two roads. It's a four-road junction. And I got two roads crossing me. On the front and on the side. Couldn't fail. Couldn't have asked for anything better. I've heard this many, many times. You heard it. We have thought about it. When somebody gets the corner plot, we have thought about it. Oh, man, I wish I had that corner plot. Oh, the four ways have come. I wish I had that on that road. Trusting in flesh, trusting in a piece of gravel, trusting in a four-way road that the government has put through your area. These are all good things that God gives his children. But then when actually happens, when something that he has given to us mercifully grows and becomes of value to the world, then we also join the bandwagon and think, value it through the eyes of the world. Instead, God is calling me, when I give you something, let your eyes be drawn to me and to me alone. May I grow in value to you. May I grow. May God grow. May this Father be more valuable. He's looking for men and women who will look to him, not for the provision that he gives, but for the provider that he is. Looks to the Father for the love of him. Is that too much to ask? Is that too much? Is that hard? Why are our eyes on the hands of God? And rather, they should be on the face of God. Why are we looking, even as we begin this year, worried about finances? Then we should be worried about obeying him fully this year. Learning to love him more this year. Fearing God more. Loving his word more. The one who fears always, the word of God says, has nothing to fear. The one who fears God always, how blessed is he? How blessed is he? I want to give another reminder. This verse that we just finished, 17:8. And it will not be anxious in a year of drought, nor cease to yield fruit. Again repeats, Ezekiel 47. We have this first 12 verses, amazing verses. Everybody should try to even memorize these verses. At least the verses from midpoint onwards to the end, 6 to 12 are such a pattern of how God works. Don't just skip over it, my brother or sister. This is life. This is life indeed. It says, let's read from verse 6. He said to me, son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me back to the bank of the river. And when I had returned, behold, on the bank of the river, there were very many trees on one side and on the other, where there was no trees. Okay? Starts as a trickle. The first verse, water was flowing from under the threshold of the house towards the east, and it was trickling, just trickling down. Okay? This is the temple. And it now has become a river by verse 5. And now there are trees. And then he said to me, verse 8, these waters go out toward the eastern region and go down into Araba. Then they go towards the sea, being made to flow into the sea, and the waters of the sea become fresh. Footnote, healed. The salt water becomes drinkable water, my friend. And the desert is blooming. It will come about that every living creature which swarms in every place where the river goes will live. There will be very many fish. Suddenly, this desert has become river, trees, fish. For these waters go there and others become fresh. So everything will live where the river goes. This is the work of God. The Holy Spirit, this is indicative of the Holy Spirit of God. Spreads throughout the world. Healing, restoring. And it will come about that fishermen will stand beside it where there was none. From Engedi to Eneglem, there will be a place for the spreading of nets. There's no commerce now. there's sustenance now. Their fish will be according to their kinds, like the fish of the great sea. Very many. But its swamps and marshes will not become fresh. They will be left for salt. That's a warning. This should be written in big letters and hang on our walls, for the swamps and marshes will not become fresh. The sea is becoming fresh. The desert is blossoming, but swamps and marshes will not become fresh, footnote healed. They'll be given up. They will be given for salt. See, everywhere else, the Spirit of God is received and given. The forgiveness of God is received and given. The mercy of God is received and given. The blessing of God is received and given. The blessing continues. Prosperity continues. Forgiveness continues. Mercy continues. The goodness of God continues. The covering of God, the provision of God continues. But wherever there are swamps and marshes, it does not continue, because swamps and marshes receive and don't give. They don't give. They receive. They only receive. Just themselves. What a condemnation of humanity here. Condemnation of the selfish man, selfish family, selfish inheritance, selfish generation. Selfish, receiving the goodness of God, but nothing leaks out of me. Watertight, it's for me and mine. I throw a few bits to the whoever is around me, so that my conscience is good. It's all about me. And God says, they'll not see healing. They'll not become fresh. They'll remain salt. It'll remain dead. Dead Sea. Why is it dead? Because nothing goes out of Dead Sea. Dead. Right name, isn't it? But see the next verse. By the river, on its bank, on one side, on the other, will grow all kinds of trees for food. Their leaves will not wither, and their fruit will not fail. Again, will not wither. They will bear every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. Friend, listen to me. If your trust is God alone, then He is bound to protect you. Bound to, by covenant, to protect you. Protect your face, protect your family, protect your generations, protect everything that concerns you. They will bear every month, because their water flows from the sanctuary. He makes sure the sanctuary water reaches them, wherever they are. You may think I'm hidden from God. No, it'll reach you, my friend. If your trust is God alone, and their fruit will be for food and their leaves for healing. Not just green leaves, healing. Revelation chapter 22 has against this. Verse 2, in the middle of the street on either side of the river was the tree of life, bearing 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit every month. Same thing. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. If the nations are not healing, because you and I are not making God alone our trust, our trust is in God alone, then leaves for the healing. Leaves first. Not dry leaves, green leaves. Fruits, monthly, in spite of drought, in spite of heat. Not anxious about a year of drought. Monthly, 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 the provision is there. And the trees were for the healing of the nations. The doors before you, you're beginning this year. The road is open before you. Two roads. One road, trusting in mankind. Trusting in things that you think are your redemption. One street, one narrow street, narrow lane. Not many travel in it. God alone is my trust. I trust God with all my needs. Seek after the kingdom of God. Seek His kingdom and His righteousness. And all these things will be added to you. That is the calling of for you this year. I'll read that verse again. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. We know this verse, but do we apply this verse that from 32 onwards for the Gentiles, or 31 onwards? Do not worry then, saying, what will we eat? What will we drink? Or what will we wear for clothing? Not just yours, your children, your family, your staff. For the Gentiles eagerly seek all these things. Lord is differentiating between you and me and teaching us, saying, the whole world is seeking this. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. Even the pagans, are those who don't know the Father, are seeking these things, and God is giving to them. And he says, your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. He's saying, but seek his kingdom. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Added to you, provided to you. All these things and more will be provided to you. Two roads. Choose the road of trusting only in God. Even if you have the best things, best product, the best business, the best of finances, give it to God and say, my trust is not in this. My trust is not in this, Daddy. My trust is in you. I trust in you, O Lord. Shall we pray? Father God, seek your face this morning again. Help us to look to you. May our eyes be on you alone, O Jesus. On your face alone, not on your hands. On your face. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Walk with us through this year. It seems a hot and turbulent year. Nations rising against nations. People are boisterous, tumultuous times. Everywhere. Help us. Give us wisdom to seek and to save the lost. Help us to seek first the kingdom, and what matters for the kingdom except the souls of men. Help us go after souls of men like never before. The world seeks gold, as we see in the list in the Revelation. The world tops gold, wants gold. Least concern for the world is the soul. As kingdom citizens, as your sons and daughters, help us to seek souls of men, because that alone matters for you in eternity. And in your own way, take care of us, our needs. We may not see the wind, we may not see the rain, but our provisions will be provided and then more. As you did for Elisha. In Jesus' name we pray.